We're catching up now with Charlie from Nutrien Livestock. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, going pretty well this week, Charlie. And how was that cattle sale there last week in Mount Barker?
Oh, it's a beauty, Tom. Look, it's around 85 cattle, slightly less than the previous week. But the standout difference this week was the quality of the yarding. It was outstanding right the way from low to go. We saw trade steers. They made from $2,000 to $2,600 at the heavy end. We saw trade heifers realising $2,158, topping at $2,677 a head. And some of those are pretty heavy cattle, so the outstanding prices there. Yearling steers are heavies, $2,000 to $2,100, with the mediums $1,400 to $1,900. Yearling heifers, $1,750 to $1,938 a head. While your weaner steers range from $1,200 to $2,100. Now, a big gap there, wide range in prices there. That's due to just the weight, that's all that is. Weaner heifers, similar money, basically making the same, $1,150 to $1,960. And the other thing was cows this week, we gained all of the previous week's losses. They averaged $2,320, and they were quality right the way through. Bulls also picked up their 20 cents they lost the previous week, and they averaged $2,727. So, a really good day at Mount Barker, Tom.
That is really interesting looking at it from the week before, Charlie, because we were saying that the previous sale, so 2 weeks ago, it was kind of a bit of an anomaly. There was a few kind of average weights coming through and some that didn't look that flash, and the prices reflected that. But looking at what we've had this week, even though the numbers are still low, those prices just jumped straight back to, what that value was.
Oh, absolutely. Look, buyers are pretty selective in what they're buying too. You're going to pay top money. They want top cattle, and the sales are reflecting that. But, it was a real turnaround in the yarding. It was a credit to the vendors.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, well, hopefully, fingers crossed, that'll mean there'll be more coming this week into the sale. And the numbers are still kind of low, do you think, this week?
Oh, absolutely. Look, they'll keep coming, but it's just the off-season now, Tom.
Yeah.
And we've really got to wait for the calves to come in for the following season.
Yep, no worries at all. Well, look, all the best to you and the team for that, Charlie. Thanks for giving us an overview here this morning.
Always a pleasure, Tom.